Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Connor Happer Show with Connor Happer and Josh Ottson. Let's get ready to rumble.
Licensing of the phrase "let's get ready to rumble" just over the last 7+ years internationally is grossed approximately close to $400 million in retail sales.
Really?
You guys look like, what do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
On 1620, The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Wednesday. The Connor Happer Show is live on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com. Trying to start Bucket Hat Wednesday around here.
I did not get the memo, well, but I did wear a hat.
It'll spread. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. Just during the summer, it's a summer thing.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to put a bucket hat on in February or
something. Trying to get the vibes going.
Mm-hmm.
I need, this is Nick, this is what Nick told me this morning. Need a 1620 The Zone logo on the side.
Yeah, before the College World Series, I sent out an email that said, hey, if you've got stuff at home that you want us to embroider, send it to us and we'll get it done. I'm like, no, that's stupid. I don't need anything. And now after that opportunity has passed, I'm like, oh, I really should have done that. I could have gotten this, 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 and this with the 1620 The Zone logo.
Maybe
on
we
it.
Could get another shipment. Mm-hmm. Over to the embroidery.
Yeah, if they had a guy once, surely the guy is still available. Let's do some business.
We'll inquire. Yeah. We'll inquire. Welcome in. Happy Wednesday. It is a we'll have a unique show today. Why? We don't have any guests.
No. We're getting down to basics, Connor. It's just you and me.
Yeah.
And the audience.
I'm sort of excited.
I kind of am too.
We had a fun crossover. I mean, that's not abnormal.
Oh no.
What we usually do, but I don't know. We covered a lot of ground once again on that. Baz is on vacation. Jake's got a day game. Those are our normal Wednesday guys. I was looking around. I was like, oh, maybe we can get a Royals guest. The Royals have a day game today.
Okay.
So any baseball guys are like out of the picture for today. So we're just gonna go through it. And we have the tweet bag. So that'll be the main function of the show today. So send in your tweets at Happer Show, at Connor Happer. You can email into the show in the Equitable Bank inbox, Connor at 1620thezone.com, Josh O at 1620thezone.com. Text in, call in, 402-951-1620. There's a lot of ways to get in touch with the show, and there's a lot of ways to send in your tweets for the tweet bag. Even if they're not a tweet, it's still a tweet. Even if it's not a tweet, it's still AM radio.
Yeah. We'll be back up and running on 1620 The Zone TV shortly.
What happened?
I do a slide during the commercials so that they can't see us chortling like morons during the break.
Uh-huh.
I accidentally ended the broadcast instead of that slide. So it was operator error on my part. I apologize to the audience. And we'll be up running here again shortly.
Give it some time. But yes, that is the plan here on a Wednesday. Plenty of things to get into. This is the time of year where we really start to, where I have really started to, not that I don't think about the things involving Nebraska football every year, but really, we're really starting to pick apart this upcoming season here. So I have a bunch of Husker football questions that I sort of want to ask today and get out there. I want to talk a little bit of Northwestern. Today is there is so much focus and attention, obviously, on that game and reading the state of the program in The Athletic about Northwestern. They're treating that game as if it's sort of their Super Bowl as well. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot that goes into that. Some sort of a scheduling question or two. Has that happened yesterday? Baseball's antitrust exemption is coming into question for the first time in 100 years.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, did you know that this existed?
No, you kind of laid out the story in the prep sheet, and I didn't really know what we were talking about.
Yeah. So basically, there's been this thing in play for the last basically 100 years that has allowed baseball to act sort of however it wants. Every other entity that we have is quote-unquote governed by something or falls under the umbrella of our sort of government. Baseball has an exemption, I think since 1922. And now that's at least being asked about by some politicians. Jeff Passan had a like 18 tweet thread yesterday about sort of what it is and what it means. We'll dive into that. And there's a couple immediate things that would,
I'm glad politicians are handling this. They don't have anything else to worry about.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of the, you know, it goes off of the table pretty quickly, you know, sure. if other things come up in politics. We won't get to that part of it.
Yeah.
But you know, this is something that a couple of politicians have said, you know what, we're going to ask some questions about this, so they're asking. There's a couple things in baseball that would happen, or that would at least be under quite a bit of change and fire that have been permanent to the sport. And when you ask questions about these things, minor league baseball and TV blackouts, what is the answer that you get? Hey, why are these like this? Why can't they mm-hmm. change? Well, the answer is because the 30 owners vote on it and they basically act as one unanimously, unilaterally. They can rule change and do whatever they want in the sport. So the answer to the question is, why are those things like that? Why are those things so unfair? Why are they so stupid? Is because the owners want them that way. Now, the thing that is being brought into question is the owner's ability to control everything sort of unilaterally. And TV blackouts would be potentially a piece of this. And then minor league baseball, how it works, how players get paid specifically. So we can dive into that a little bit later on in the show. Zane Flores is in the Elite 11 finals. I tried to find some video from him last night. I haven't seen a full report yet. But I did see some tweets of him throwing around yesterday in the Elite 11 finals, which he is in the top 20 quarterbacks in the country. So we can touch on that as we go on throughout the show. Jim Harbaugh is showing up in dad TikToks as he flies overseas, feels like. Some good stats out there. So no shortage of things to get into on the show today. Like we said, want to hear from you. 402-951-1620. The lineup is powered by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard. We will come back. Remember, tweet bag at noon. Get your questions in there. More up next on 1620 The Zone.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.